A marathon Senate showdown over stalled judicial nominees ended today after nearly 40 hours of nonstop talking that included two all-nighters. NPR's David Wellner reports now that neither side in the Senate's bitter dispute seems to have been persuaded by the other's arguments.
Right up to the very end of the Senate's longest uninterrupted session in 15 years, Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist seemed to cling to a fixed idea that at least some of his Democratic colleagues would be moved to stop supporting the filibusters that had already held up four federal appeals court nominees.
In a few minutes, the filibustering minority will have another opportunity to stand in the light of the Senate floor and to do the right thing. I say to the minority, give these nominees a vote.
But the only two Democrats who joined all 51 Republicans in voting against the filibusters were the same ones who'd done so before. Texas jurist Priscilla Owen, in fact, got two fewer votes than the last time Republicans tried to get an up or down vote on her nomination. The vote on Owen fell seven short of the 60 votes needed to break the filibuster, as did the votes on California jurists Janice Brown and Carolyn Kuhl. They became the fifth and sixth of President Bush's court nominees to be blocked by delaying tactics. Still, GOP leader Frist declared after the vote that the talkathon had been a success.
Indeed, I'm disappointed in the outcome of the votes today, but I think that we have made huge progress over the last 2 days in communicating to people in the chamber, but equally importantly to people around the world, that we today cannot accept the unprecedented partisan filibusters of the nominees put forward by the President of the United States.
Democrats, too, were quick to claim victory. Charles Schumer of New York is a member of the Judiciary Committee.
This debate, make no mistake about it, strengthened our side. We are energized, and the very fact that we supported 168 judges and only refused to confirm four showed the American people how reasonable we were being.
And Michigan's Debbie Stabenow said the fact that all three of the nominees who were blocked today are women means little.
We have a message for the President of the United States. Just because a nominee is wearing a skirt does not mean she reflects the values and perspectives and priorities of American women.
The Democrats' strongest statement came from Massachusetts' Ted Kennedy, who declared one chapter in the judicial nomination saga had just ended.
But what has not ended is the resolution and the determination of the members of the United States Senate to continue to resist any Neanderthal that is nominated by this President of the United States for any federal court in the United States.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, asked about Kennedy's comment, called it very rude.
If you don't like them, vote against them, but you don't have to insult them. They've gone through enough. He calls them Neanderthal. Senator Clinton called them lemons. That's the Senate in 2003. The future doesn't look very bright.
For his part, Leader Frist said either some people in the Senate are going to have to change their minds or, quote, we're going to have to get new senators to get past the impasse on judicial nominees. Frist did not hold a vote that had been expected today on his own proposal to eliminate filibusters on such nominees. But Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch said such a move will have to be taken.
Well, I personally believe that that ultimately be the only way we can resolve this, and that's a very tough thing to do. So we'll just have to see. But I agree with the leader that there will be an appropriate time when we would invoke that.
Democrats warn that if the Senate's rules are changed, what's been a battle so far will become all-out war. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.